处理的真理。
So we'll consider some verses there. Titus chapters 2 and 3 we will be looking at this evening.
那我们今天呢，主要看提多书的二章和三章里面的一些经文。
Let me just remind you that my objective in these meetings on Saturday evenings is to try to remind us of the central themes of the Bible. What is the Bible all about?
那我要跟大家说呢，我在星期六这个晚上的这个讲课啊，我的这个目标呢，就是总是要让大家提醒大家回到这个圣经的最主要的主题上去，就是这个圣经最主要要告诉我们什么。
And very often we get a delightful summary of the gospel message.
通常我们会给福音呢有一个很好的一个总结，一个归纳。
And that's what we're going to be looking at this evening.
那这就是我们今天晚上要看的，就是福音的这个核心是什么。
I'm going to suggest that we read together some verses in both chapters 3 and chapter 2, and then we'll go back and consider them one line at a time.
那我的建议呢，是我们先一起读一下提多书的三章和二章里的一些经文，然后我们再逐节来详细的解。
So we'll start by reading chapter 3 verses 3 to 7, and then we will go on and read chapter 2 verses 11 to 14, and with that background, we'll go and try to explain some of the wonderful truths that are therein.
那我们的计划呢，我们是先读三章的三节到七节，以及呢二章的十一节呢到十四节，然后我们读完了这经文有这个背景以后呢，我们再深入的来具体的查考。
So Yanling, I'll be reading the chapter 3 verses and then you can translate, then I'll read the chapter 2 verses and then you can read the translation.
Okay, no problem.
All right, so chapter 3 and verse 3 says, For we ourselves, he's writing, Paul writing to Titus, For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward men appeared.Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
好，我们先读提多书的三章的三节到七节。我们从前也是无知、悖逆、受迷惑、服侍各样私欲和厌乐，常存恶毒、嫉妒的心，是可恨的，又是彼此相恨。但到了神我们救主的恩慈和他向人所施的慈爱显明的时候，他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的，好叫我们因他的恩得称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为后嗣。
And then from chapter 2, we'll read verses 11 through 14.
好，然后我们再读二章的十一节到十四节。
It says, For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works.
二章的十一到十四节。因为神就众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守 公义敬虔度日，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。他为我们舍了自己，要使我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。
So what we have in these verses is a description of, by the Apostle Paul, of the great message of the gospel that Titus was to both learn and to teach. And so we're just going to follow the logic through one clause at a time, one phrase at a time, in order to see the movement of God in our lives.
所以在我们读的这一段的这两段经文里面呢，就是使徒保罗写给提多的关于这个神的福音啊，耶稣基督的福音的一个核心的内容，他也是提多呢学习并要教导给别人的。所以现在呢，我们一段一段的来看，然后看神是他是怎么做工的。
So Paul starts out in verse 3 of chapter 3. He says, we ourselves were, and he describes what he was before he became a Christian, what Titus was before he became a Christian, and in fact, what we all were. We began our lives, unfortunately, like this. We ourselves also were sometimes foolish. We were also disobedient. We were also deceived. We were serving divers lusts and pleasures. We were living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another.
好，我们先看三章的三节啊。这句话呢，其实就是保罗说他自己信主以前呢就是这样的，不单是他提多，还有我们所有的人，其实我们在信主以前的生活的生命的状态呢就是这样的。是什么样的呢？就是我们从前也是无知、悖逆、受迷惑，服侍各样私欲和厌乐，常存恶毒、嫉妒的心，是可恨的，又是彼此相恨的。
That is God's description of where we all began.
这是神在描述一个我们是从什么地方开始的。
We acknowledge that in the middle of that verse it says we were serving divers lusts and pleasures. That means we really lived our lives to please ourselves.
我们看这节经文的中间，他说服侍各样私欲和厌乐，这就是说呢，我们的生活是为了我们自己服务的，是满足我们自己的。
The philosophy of our day basically says, if it feels good, do it.
那我们当今的这个哲学呢，就是如果你觉得好，你就去做吧。
If it'll please you, go ahead and do it.
如果你这样做高兴的话，你就去做吧。
And you would want to live every day in such a way that your pleasure would be greater than lesser. Do whatever you can in order to maximize your own pleasure, to fulfill your own desires.
所以这个世界告诉我们呢，如果你这样做的话呢，你的这个你自己的快乐就会达到最大的满足。所以你要为自己的快乐去努力的这样做去生活。
Now that's the basic philosophy of our age. That's basically the way everyone begins his life.
这就是我们今天这个生活的时代的哲学啊，也是我们每个人的生命开始的时候的状态，就是这样。
But at the beginning of verse 3, the Spirit of God says, that's foolish, that's disobedient, and that is deception. That's not what it is about, and we are deceived when we think about that. That would be foolishness to live that way.
但是三章一开始就告诉我们呢，这样的生活方式呢，是无知的、悖逆的、是迷惑的。我们这样生活其实是被骗了的，不应该是这样的。
And the consequence of living that way is the way in which verse 3 ends. It says we would be living in malice and envy. We would be hateful. We would be hating one another.
那这样做的结果是什么呢？就是这三节的后半段了，就是结果会让我们常存恶毒、嫉妒的心，是可恨的，又是彼此相恨。
If you live a life where you're basically desiring to please yourself all the time, and you're trying to fulfill your own lusts and pleasures, you will find that very soon you will become these things. You'll be filled with malice, envy, hate for one another. You won't be a pleasant person if you're always trying to live for yourself.
那如果你的人生啊，就是为了自己的快乐而活，一切都是为了自己的益处去考虑，去最大化你自己的这个目标的话呢，那你最终发现你自己就会是变成这个样子的，就是长存恶毒嫉妒的心，是可恨的，又是彼此相恨的，你是不会是一个快乐开心的人的。
But now Paul tells Timothy, or Titus rather, in verse 4, after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared.
然后到第四节的时候呢，那保罗就对提多说，但到了神我们救主的恩慈显现的时候。
Living for yourself, living for your lust and pleasure is not what life is all about, and you don't realize that until you begin to see what it is that God has for you.After that, the kindness and love of God our Savior appears.
但为自己而活呢，其实不是生命的意义。你以前意识不到这一点，直到你意识到这一点的时候呢，那神，我们救主的恩慈呢，就向你显明了。
Now the Lord Jesus Christ came in order to deliver us from the distress that we mentioned earlier. He came in order to show us that there is a kind way and a better way and the only way, and it is from the love of our God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后呢，耶稣基督就来了，他是要把我们从前面第三节讲的这种的悲惨的这个状态中救出来的，他要告诉我们一条更好的路，也是唯一的道路。
And now we're studying, for those of you who are just joining us, we're studying in the book of Titus, chapter 3, and verse 5 says that it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us.
刚刚加进来的弟兄姐妹要告诉大家，我们现在读的呢是提多书的三章五节，他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯。
God's plan and God's purpose, God's revelation to us is that he wants to save us from the foolishness of the lifestyle into which we all naturally began.
那这里就是告诉我们呢，神的计划或者说他的目的，他的旨意是什么呢？就把我们从这种愚蠢的生活方式，就是三节里讲的愚蠢的方式里面救出来。这是我们原来生活都是状态都是从那里开始的。
And we're told that he did save us not by works of righteousness which we have done.
然后他告诉我们呢，他救了我们，但并不是因为我们自己所做的什么好工作做的好行为。
That's very good because you see, as sinners, we can't do works of righteousness. We didn't do works of righteousness. The Lord saved me not because I was good. The Lord saved me because he was kind.
所以这个是其实是个很好的消息，因为我们作为罪人，我们是不能够行这样的义的，也的确没有行这样的义，所以主救了我们呢，不是因为我有多好，而是因为他的恩慈和良善呢，是他救了我。
That which characterizes us all, verse 3, are not works of righteousness, foolishness, disobedience, deception, serving divers lusts and pleasures,living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. They're not works of righteousness. They're the exact opposite.
那第三节描述的我们都是什么样子呢？我们都是以前都是无知、悖逆、受迷惑、服侍各样私欲和厌乐、长存恶毒、嫉妒的心，是可恨的，又是彼此相恨的。所以我们根本就不是义的，我们是三节所描述的这样不义的状态。
So how could he save us? He certainly couldn't save us by our works of righteousness. We didn't have any. But we're told at the end of verse number 5, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost.
所以呢，他是怎么救我们的呢？他绝对不是能不能靠我们的所行的义啊，因为我们根本就做不到，也没有这样的义。那他是怎么救我们的呢？就是第五节后半段说的，是借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
Two things he did in order to save us. Number one, he allowed us to be born again.
所以他为了救我们做两件事。第一个呢，就是重生。
He could have washed us on the outside. That wouldn't have made much of a difference.
但他可以只洗我们外面，但是洗外面呢，并没有什么实质性的改变。
Somehow he could have washed us on the inside, though I'm not sure how, but that probably wouldn't have made much of a difference either.
那甚至他也不仅可以洗我们身体外面，也可以洗我们身体里面的内脏啊。但其实那个也没有什么太大的意义。
But as he said to Nicodemus, he said, Nicodemus, you've got to be born again.
但是他对尼哥底母说啊，他说，尼哥底母啊，你必须要重生。
And when you get born again, you are completely changed.
如果你重生的话，你就是完全改变了。
Regeneration, being born again, is the most complete way of washing away the past that you can think of.
所以重生啊，是你能够想到的，能够完全洗净你过去的这样的一个方式。
How can the good news that appeared to us that we could be saved not by our own righteousness, how does that good news work out? Answer, we get to be born again.
所以这个我们既然不能靠自己得救，那我们得救的好消息是怎么实现的呢？就是通过这个重生。
And when we get born again, we get rid of all the past.
当我们重生的时候呢，我们就去除了过去的一切。
But the opposite is also true. When we get born again, we are renewed by or of the Holy Ghost.
而且它的这个反面呢，也是同样成立的，就是我们重生了以后呢，也经历了圣灵的更新。
The Holy Spirit comes into us and we are a new person because we are indwelt, we are empowered, we are helped by our new Father, the Holy Spirit of God.
那圣灵就会进到我们里面，我们就会成为一个新造的人，然后我们就有圣灵，我们有一个新的生命，然后圣灵内住在我们里面，给我们力量，帮助我们，我们就有了一个新的父。
So when he saves us, he gives us a completely new past by washing away all the sin of the past. And he gives us a completely new future by giving us the Holy Spirit of God who will be with us to help us, to encourage us, to keep us, to strengthen us. He becomes our new father.
所以它是两方面的做工，一个是方面呢，它给了我们一个全新的过去啊，就是过去的一切的罪都被洗净了，同时它给了我们一个全新的现在，就是给了我们圣灵啊，这个圣灵住在我们里面，保守我们，鼓励我们，给我们力量，它成了我们新的父。
Now the question is, how does that Holy Spirit come in what proportion or what capacity does he come?
那问题就是圣灵是怎么来的呢？他来的量有多大呢？就是他这个限度有多大呢？
Verse 6 says, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior.
那就是第六节说的，他说圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的。
Jesus Christ died and he died for our sins and the sins of the past were all forgiven. We were regenerated by the death and burial and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们再捋一下，就是主耶稣基督为我们的罪死了，那我们过去的一切的罪呢都被赦免了，我们被洗净了，然后呢借着主耶稣基督的死埋葬和复活，我们重生了。
And that's the story of Easter, and we read it in the end of each of the four Gospels.
那这个就是我们在每一本福音书的最后都会读到的这个故事，就是复活节讲述的故事。
But then 50 days later after he rose from the dead, we read in Acts chapter 2 that the Holy Spirit is given.
然后呢在主复活50天以后啊在那个使徒行传的二章就讲到主升天以后这个圣灵就降下来了。
And the logic of the timing is that the Holy Spirit couldn't come until there was some possibility for our sins to be washed away. You can't put the Holy Spirit on top of all those sins. That won't work. You've got to get rid of the sins, then the Holy Spirit can come.
所以他这个时间上的这个逻辑线是这样的，我们必须先解决罪的问题，你的罪呢得被洗净，因为圣灵呢是不可能降在一个罪人的身上，他不能跟罪相同处一处的，所以呢罪先要洗净，然后圣灵就可以降下来了。
So we read all about the renewing of the Holy Spirit, the descent and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts chapter 2.
所以我们在使徒行传的二章呢就读到这个圣灵的更新呢，圣灵从天上降下来，以及圣灵内住在信徒的心里。
But verse 6 says, which he shed on us abundantly.
然后第六节还讲到他是厚厚浇灌在我们身上的。
How much of the Holy Spirit do we get?
我们得到了多少的圣灵呢？
And the answer is, we get a great deal.
答案就是我们得到了很多。
The word abundantly there is richly. The Holy Spirit was given to us in great proportion so that when we have the Holy Spirit, we are rich.
所以这里面这个厚的也可以翻译成丰富的，就是是大量的意思，就是当我们得到圣灵的以后呢，我们就是富足的了。
I were once read of a man who said, once I was poor and then I became rich.
我曾经看到一个人写过这样一句话，他说我曾经是贫穷的，但现在我是富有的。
And he said, I lived a long time as a poor man.And I've lived a long time as a rich man. And frankly, I'd rather be rich.
他说我曾经过穷日子过了很长时间，然后我过富日子也过了一段时间，但是我还是更希望过富日子。
And the wonderful truth of becoming a Christian is that when your sins are forgiven and you've been renewed, you've been born again, the Holy Spirit comes on you and you're in your new life, you are rich.
但是给基督徒的一个好消息，一个真理呢，就是当你罪得赦免以后，你重生了以后呢，那圣灵就厚厚的浇灌在你的身上，你就变得富有了。
How did that happen? It happened only because of Jesus Christ, our Savior. That's what verse 6 says.
那这一切是怎么发生的呢？这一切的发生呢，只有通过一个途径，就是我们的救主耶稣基督。这就是六节告诉我们的。
If Jesus Christ hadn't saved us, we'd never have this story.
那如果耶稣基督没有救我们的话，那后面的故事都不会有了。
Now verse 7 says that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
然后第七节说，好叫我们因他的恩得称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为后嗣。
What do we get when the Lord Jesus Christ saves us and the Holy Spirit comes into us? We become heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
那主耶稣基督救了我们，圣灵降下来赐给我们以后，我们得着了什么呢？就是这里说的凭着永生的盼望成为后嗣。
Now the Bible tells us a great deal about the hope of eternal life.
那圣经告诉我们很多关于这个永恒的盼望的事。
And try to add it all up is impossible.
再往上加呢就是都不可能了。
We're going to get a home when we get to heaven. It's going to be the New Jerusalem. And it's going to be a place where only rich people live.
那我们会有一个新家，会有新耶路撒冷，在那里呢，只有富人才能住在那里。
How rich?
多么富有呢？
Well, the streets are going to be paved with gold, not asphalt.
是这个街上的路啊，都是用金子铺成的，不是一般的砖。
The walls are going to be made of precious stone, not gyprock.
那墙呢，也是用宝石修建的。
And what are we going to get? We are going to inherit all the blessings of our Father's house. God is our Father. Jesus is our Savior. And the Holy Spirit of God guarantees that it's all going to work.
那我们会怎么样呢？我们会继承一切的祝福啊，就是父家里面的一切的祝福都是属于我们的。那神呢是我们的父，耶稣是我们的救主，那圣灵是一直都在帮助我们的。
Now, frankly, that's all pretty good news.
所以坦白的说，这真的是一个很好的消息。
We read in Revelation chapter 21 that we will inherit all things. He will make for us everything new.
我们在启示录的21节读到啊，我们会继承所有的这一切的新好东西、新东西，它会使一切都，神会使一切都变成新的。
So if you were going to live today for your pleasure and you got to go for a rowboat, a ride on the water or to go skiing or whatever people do, some things not too bad, some things very bad. If you were to get that pleasure, how good would that be compared to eternal life?
那也许你今天呢正在为自己的快乐而活，为自己而活，你可能会去划船呐，或去滑雪呀，或做一切就是好的或者不好的事情。但是这跟永恒的生活相比，跟永恒的这个生命相比，又算得了什么呢
？It's pretty hard to imagine anything better than having to inherit all things for an eternal life of joy. You can't do better than that.
其实你根本就想不出还有比领受这个永恒的生命的快乐啊，永远的这个快乐更好的事情了，根本就没有这样的比这更好的。
So verse 7 says, how do you get that? And the answer is, we get it by being justified by His grace.
那第七节告诉我们，我们怎么能得到这一切呢？就是因他的恩得称为义。
The Lord Jesus Christ is gracious to us. He died on a cross to save us, and He wants to give us eternal life, and it won't cost anything. We don't have to do anything to get it. We don't have to pay anything to get it. All we've got to do is believe Him.
所以主耶稣基督对我们真的非常有恩赐，他为我们死了，他给了我们永生，他不需要我们付上任何的代价，他不需要让我们支付任何的东西，他就是白白的赐给我们。
And so the lovely verses in Ephesians chapter 2 say this, for by grace are you saved through faith.
所以在以弗所书二章的八节里面才说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信啊，因着信心就可以得着了。
How do we get eternal life?
我怎么才能得着永生呢？
Jesus died to give it to us, and all we have to do is believe it and receive it in order to get it.
所以是得到永生的方法就是耶稣他从天上下来为我死了，我需要做的就是相信他，接受他，然后我就得到永生了。
Of course, if you didn't believe him, you'd never get it.
当然了，如果你不相信他的话，你永远得不着。
If you didn't believe him, you wouldn't say, I want the blessings of eternal life with which the Holy Spirit can give me richly. I don't want that. I would rather have my own pleasure today. I would rather do what I want to do today rather than trust Jesus and accept his promise of eternal life, of bliss and joy with him forever.
当然如果你不相信的话呢，你就不可能跟他要这个永生啊，你也不可能去这个得着这个圣灵的内住，你也不可能要圣灵，你会说呢，我就要为今天的这个快乐而活，我不愿意要那个我不想去要那个永恒的那个快乐和幸福。
All right, so for more on this theme, back to chapter 2 of Titus and verse number 11.
好，我们再继续看这个题，就这个主题啊，我们再看提多书的二章的十一节。
It says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
他说因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。
That message of the grace of God, it's available in the Bible, it is accessible by all men. The message we're giving tonight is available to everybody. It's the grace of God that has appeared.
这里的意思就是说神这个救恩的恩典的这个信息啊是就在圣经里写的，是每个人都可以看到的，是每个人都可以得着的，就今天每个人都可以得着这个救恩的信息。
And what is this message of the Bible? Verse 12. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.
那这个信息是什么呢？这个信息就是要教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日，就是十二节的内容。
That's really what the message of the gospel is all about, isn't it?
所以这的确就是福音的全部的信息，不是吗？
You wouldn't turn from what we have in chapter 3 and verse 3. You wouldn't turn from following your divers lusts and your pleasures unless you believe that God would bless you. And then you would live a different kind of a life. You would be denying ungodliness.
那如果你不相信的话呢，你是不会从这个三章三节讲的这个状态呢转回的，你是不会要这个祝福的。
So the person who is going to take advantage of this, he says, listen, Jesus died to wash away my sins. He died to give me a new life. He died to preserve me from the foolishness of trying to please myself all the time, and he died to give me eternal life.
那相信的人他会说，他会相信主耶稣基督死呢，是要来洗净他的罪的，要给他新生命的，要把他从这个原来这个愚蠢的这种生活方式里面，救出来，保守出来的。
So the person who is saved and the person who has the renewing of the Holy Spirit, back to chapter 11 and verse chapter 2 rather in verse 11, he says, we live soberly, righteously, godly.
那那些已经得救的人呢，他们已经得着了圣灵的更新的人呢，他们就会像十二节说的，他会过自守公义敬虔的生活。
We now live soberly, not foolishly, as we used to live, but we live soberly, or we live with wisdom and discretion.
那这个自守的意思就是我不是愚蠢的生活了，我是谨慎的生活，我是有智慧的警醒的生活。
With the Spirit's help, we do righteous things rather than the evil things that we naturally did before.
然后在圣灵的帮助下呢，我们能够做公义的事情，而不是我们的这个天然的肉体做的那些不义的事情。
And we live a godly life, which is a life like God, rather than a life like the devil that we used to live when we were deceiving and being deceived and were hating people.
那敬虔呢，就是过像神那样去生活，而不是像这个魔鬼那样去生活。那就是我们以前在被受骗的被蒙蔽的时候，被骗的时候呢，那样去生活的。
And so the question is, why do we do that? Verse 13.
那问题就是我们为什么要这样做呢？那就是第十三节的内容了。
We're looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ.
因为我们要等候所盼望的福啊，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
What is this life all about?
我们今生这一生的这个全部的意义是什么呢？
It's about waiting a little longer, doing what is right, and waiting a little longer, because very soon the glorious appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ will come.
那我们今生的目的生活的意义呢，就是要等的再久一点，我们等的同时呢，要做对的事情，然后一直等到 救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 says that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come down from heaven into the air. He's going to call and the Christians are all going to go up to him, both the living and the dead Christians. We're all going up to him and we will be with him then forever. That's a glorious appearing and a blessed hope.
那这个这个荣耀的盼望，这个主耶稣基督的荣耀的显现是指的什么呢？就是帖撒罗尼迦前书的四章里面讲到的，有一天主必亲自从天降临，然后在基督里死的人和当时还活着的人都会一起被提到天上，和他永远在一起。
If you didn't have a blessed hope, what hope would you have?
那如果你没有这样蒙福的盼望的话，那你有什么样的盼望呢？
The world's in a pretty bad shape.
其实我们这个世界啊，这个状态其实状况是很糟糕的。
I believe it's true. Most people are not happy.
我相信啊，绝大多数的人他是不快乐的。
The reason I say that is that sin never makes you happy.
我之所以这样说呢，是因为我知道罪永远不会让你快乐的。
The pursuit of lusts and pleasures that we read about in chapter 3, they never bring happiness.
你去追求满足你的私欲啊，满足宴乐啊，就永远不会让你开心的。
We know that because we know a little bit about the stories of the people who get success, so-called, in this life.
我们之所以知道这个点呢，是因为我们也读到过一些所谓在今生比较成功的人士他们的生活。
The movie stars, the heroes, the athletes, they're not all happy people. I marvel how many of them die so very, very young, so often of suicide. Living for pleasure and lust will never satisfy.
我们看到很多的电影明星啊，那些英雄们，还有这些超级运动员们，他们其实都是很悲惨的人生的。有很多人在很年轻的时候啊，就出现了各种问题，甚至自杀。所以你去追求各样私欲和宴乐，永远不会给你带来快乐的。
But as we considered last week, the theme of the book of John is that Jesus only can satisfy the heart.And that's why we're here tonight. We're here to say Jesus can satisfy the heart.
就像我们上一周查考约翰福音的时候给大家讲的那个主题，只有耶稣基督能满足我们的心呢。所以这是为什么我们今天来参加这个查经的原因，因为我希望耶稣基督来满足我的心。
And so we're looking forward to the glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们是盼望主耶稣基督的荣耀显现的。
What do we know about him?Verse 14.
那我们对主了解多少呢？我们对他的认识是什么呢？
He gave himself for us.
就是14节说的，他说他为我们舍了自己。
Does Jesus love you?
耶稣爱不爱你呢？
Yes. How do you know?
当然爱。你怎么知道呢？
He was born in Bethlehem. He lived a life of suffering. He died on a cruel cross.And he did it all in order to forgive your sins, to give you the washing of regeneration so that you could live forever with him.
因为你知道他降生在伯利恒，他的一生都受苦，然后最后死在十字架上。他这样做就是为了要赦免你的罪，他要给你这个重生的喜和圣灵的更新呢，他想让你永远活着。
Verse 14 again, he gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people.
就十四节他说他为我们舍了自己，要使我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民。
His objective is to put all the iniquity and sin behind in order that we be a pure people, a peculiar people for himself.
所以他的目标呢，就是要把我们的过去的一切啊都洗净，都撇在后面，他要让我们成为纯净的人呢，也让我们做他特别的子民。
The man says to the woman, I would like to marry you.
那如果一个男人对一个女人说，我想要娶你。
She says, well, that's very, very nice. I'd like to marry you.
然后这个女士呢也说哦，那真的太好了，我也想要嫁给你。
And what she does then is she separates herself from all the other men in order that she can be all for her husband.
那这个女士要做的事情是什么呢？就把她把自己分别出来，她不再和其他的男性有什么来往，就特为的是要成为她丈夫的妻子。
That's what the Lord Jesus Christ wants for you and me. He wants us to be pure and purified for himself.
这就是主耶稣基督希望你和我为他所做的事，就是他希望我们洁净自己，特别把自己分别出来，洁净出来是归他的。
And as a result of that, we will become a peculiar people with a zeal to do things that are right for him and for others and for his glory.
然后这样做以后呢，我们就会能够成为他特别的子民，就特做他主耶稣的子民呢，然后热心为善，为了主做这件事，为了神做，也为了其他人做好事。
And so that's a wonderful story. That's what the Bible's all about.
那这是一个非常美好的故事，也是圣经的全部想要告诉我们的东西。
And all these good things are there for us. We don't have to pay for them, but we do have to receive Jesus, and we have to believe what he says is true.The belief is easy because the facts are there and the reception simply says, I've got to say no to sin and yes to Jesus.
所以一切的好东西都在那里，我们不需要付上任何的代价，我们只需要接受，我们只需要相信他说的一切都是真的。其实相信是很容易的，因为事实就摆在那里，你接受就好。
Well, that's our teaching for this evening. The Lord will bless us, we'll pray, and then, Long and Yanling will carry on.
好，这就是我今天要给大家讲的真理。我们现在做祷告，然后接着下一堂。
Lord, we thank you for this wonderful message.
主，我们为这奇妙的信息啊，感谢你。
It's the simple message that's all over the Bible. And it simply says that we're sinners, but Jesus loves us.And died to save us. And Lord, we pray that we might say, Lord, that's good news. I believe you. I receive you.
这个信息啊是虽然很简单，但是却充满了贯穿了圣经的全书啊。这个信息就是我是一个罪人，耶稣爱我，为我死了，所以我要说主啊，我接受你的救恩，我相信你。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.